A man named William James Beale started an experiment in 1879, which has become the longest-running test of seed dormancy in soil. Beale buried 20 bottles containing sand and seeds from 21 common plants. He buried the bottles 18 inches underground, uncorked to allow in oxygen, and upside down to prevent water from accumulating in the bottles and drowning the seeds. The experiment was designed to test how long these various seeds could survive under virtually natural conditions before they would lose their ability to produce a plant. Seed dormancy is why some seeds wait for the correct season before they germinate. They're programmed to wait for conditions suitable to the plant's survival. Seed dormancy is also why weeds are never-ending nuisances. Weed seeds can lurk underground unseen, and then when you till soil to make way for a flower bed, the seeds awaken, and before you know it, your flower bed is overrun with the pesky weeds. Most of the seeds in Beale's experiment were still viable after 10 years, but as time passed, fewer and fewer of the seeds would germinate. The 15th of Beale's 20 bottles was dug up in 2000, 120 years after it was buried, and two species were successfully germinated, moth mullein and a mallow called cheeses. These are also the same two species that grew from the 14th bottle in 1980. The plant that holds the record for the longest dormancy is a lotus that was sprouted in 1995 from a seed that radiocarbon dating estimated to be a whopping 1,300 years old. Now, that's one stubborn seed. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Roger Hangarter in biology. I'm Yael Cassander.